Yeah, we're certainly excited about opening conference play. South Dakota State and North Dakota State linked arms several years ago as we two schools made the move into Division I athletics. We developed a great rivalry. You can see the Dakota marker over here off to my right. I know both schools prize that marker. Our players certainly do as coaches, and our school does as well. I think the makings for an exciting college football game are there, and our team is poised and set and ready to get into conference play. So at this time, I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody might have.
Are you shaping up injury-wise with Cole Jarrett and Esley Gordon?
I think we'll have both those guys. They should be ready to go.
Coach, how tough of an environment is Coughlin for you guys to play?
It's always tough to go on a road any place. I think the Jackrabbits play well at home. They defend their field at home well. It's going to be a tough task for us. Our guys are going to need to be ready to handle adversity. Their fans are rowdy, and they draw well, and so we'll need to be ready to control the things we can control to play well.
Coach, it looks like they're giving up more yards this year, specifically through the air. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think some of it may be that some of the teams, and they were ahead of some teams, so you're chasing points, so you start throwing it. Southeast Louisiana throws the ball particularly well. It's a wide-open attack, so that may contribute to some of those yards.
Against a guy like Zenner, do you almost have to accept the fact he'll get his yards, just limiting big plays?
Well, part of our defense is to limit big plays. That's part of our nature. I think it's going to be really important we tackle well, make sure there's just not one guy there at the point of attack, and that sounds elementary to do, but it's more complicated than that. I think pursuit angles are critical to prevent big plays. He's got excellent speed, and you know, I look down, he's getting 185 yards in four games. That's a lot of yards, and there's no way that I shouldn't say no way. It'd be hard for me to see him gaining 185 yards and us winning the game. I think we're going to need to limit that. Now, what we got to limit him to, you know, that's yet to be seen, but we need to do a better job than 185 yards.
You faced him numerous times here over the course of the last 2 years. Is there a specific game plan that you guys have for Zach Zenner?
Tackle him. Yeah, I said that last year, I think. We've got to tackle him better. Tackle him harder. Well, you know, every year is a new year. They have some different players, and so do we. I think it's going to be important that we, you know, as I said, play really, really disciplined football. The other thing they're doing, they're throwing the ball well. And so you can't be one-dimensional on defense, but if they can hand the ball off to him, I mean, I saw him rush for, I don't know how many, 200-some yards against Nebraska. That's a black-shirt defense. And, I mean, yeah, most of those yards are in the first half. And so we've got our hands full. We've got to be ready to play well.
Coach, I know this has been addressed a little bit already, but, you know, with all the hoopla that's gone on the last few weeks, now the meat and potatoes part of the schedule starts. How important that is?
It really is. That's the first thing we talked about in the locker room after last week's game, that, you know what, the real schedule comes into play. When I say the real schedule, our guys' number one goal at the beginning of the year is to win the Missouri Valley Conference, and it's a tough, tough task to do. The parity in the league is there, and every game is a tough game, and this game here is a very tough game for us. I mean, I think back over the last several years, I mean, you can kind of toss a coin which team's going to win.
Was Sanderson one of you guys recruited or had on your
Yeah, we knew about him. You know, we looked at where we're at, and we certainly recruited him. He's a good player, and he went to South Dakota State.
How often do you cross paths with Stig Yelt on the recruiting trip?
Some. In our geographical areas, we recruit in South Dakota heavily. That's an important area for us. We've done well recruiting in South Dakota. Recruiting North Dakota. They're mainly in Nebraska and some in Minnesota, just like we said, was in her. Some Wisconsin.
Do you see him come up here often?
He's not been in, and no, they haven't, you know, much in North Dakota. I think they recruited Carson several years ago.
Coach, any advantage of this game being played in Brookings this early in the schedule that typically the games against the Jacks since you've been here have been November games?
You know, every year is a new year. This is different. Typically, we've closed off how this game came about so early. I don't know, but, you know, it wasn't a surprise for us when they put it on the schedule. You get yourself prepared to play for it. I know that I'm sure they're prepared for it as well.
Right.
for the good old coach when football used to be played on grass all the time? It's, like, mm-hmm. it's the only time you play on grass the whole year. Is it weird to think that?
Well, I'm all for grass fields. You know, I think it needs to be a playable surface, and we're assuming that it'll be a nice playable surface.
Coach, talk about your offensive line and mm-hmm. how they're preparing for Valley play.
Right now we're playing as well as what we – I think our offensive line is playing as well right now as any offensive line that we've had since I've been our head coach. I think there's several reasons for it. You know, Scott Fuchs has been here several years now. All those guys played together, you know, last year. They're in some different spots, but they've got an edge to them, and we're really pleased with our offensive line play, and that's allowed our running game to get going. It's allowed protection for Brock. I mean, that's a whole key to our offensive success so far.
Coach, you get a sense of the rivalry may have ratcheted up a little bit more after last year playing twice, mm-hmm. including a playoff game last season?
It was unique. We were surprised that the NCAA staged a playoff like that. I think they were as well, but you play who you're going to play. It's interesting because we've played each other so many times. You know, and coaches know each other. A lot of the same guys cross paths in recruiting. That makes the game really challenging and really exciting and fun.
Coach, if this game was later in the year, there probably would be playoff implications. Mm-hmm. Is it too early in the year to talk about playoff implications?
I think it is. You know, I think it's important for us to really stay focused. Our football team has done that. They've taken one game at a time. I don't think they've gone up and down a whole lot. Last week we played well. And it's going to be important that we focus on this game. Now, they're probably one of the better teams in the conference, so that has an impact, you know. But for us to be looking at playoffs, I think, is pretty premature.
Have you seen Austin Sumner improve at quarterback? This is his third year starting for mm-hmm. you guys.
He's more competent, is released a little bit quicker. I think, you know, it's difficult to say this is his progression on reads, but he certainly looks poised and in control. Thrown two interceptions. That's a lot of balls for the number of balls they've thrown for only two interceptions, which says he's taking care of the football better.
You've talked a little bit about this in the past, just how good the FCS is, right? Mm-hmm. We saw that the first week with a couple of, quote, upsets, obviously last week here in Fargo. Where is the league as a whole just in terms of football?
Well, I think if you ask our coaches, you know, we haven't seen around the league around the country as much, but the parity from top to bottom is always something that has been really, really challenging for every coach and every program in the league. I'd venture to say there's not a league out there that's got as much depth as we do. Now, maybe there's a team or two in there in other leagues, but from top to bottom, we've been beaten at home by teams the last 2 years that didn't make it into the playoffs. And the number of close wins that we had last year, I think, a real clear indication of the level of talent that's in the league and the, you know, how much parity. And so every game is a challenge. And to go through the conference without a loss, that's really hard to do.
Coach, last week you talked about Grant Olsen and where he ranked out of all the players you've coached down in smarts. How about Marcus Williams? He's got 20 interceptions now, 6 returns for touchdowns. That's tied for the most in FCS.
I would say that Grant's the smartest player. I would think Marcus, from a defensive back standpoint, is the most instinctive defensive back that I've coached. I can tell you that. He's got a real knack. As soon as the ball was up in the air and he picked it off, I knew, hey, that one's to the hut. I mean, he's really, really talented at that.
What's wrong with this league?
He's got a little bit of a tweak hamstring, strained, you know. Could have finished, but at that point of the game, Jeff, we just said, let's just back him off.
Do you prepare on grass different than turf? Does that change your thought process at all?
It doesn't really change our thought process, but we work on grass a lot more. You know, what is a little bit different, you know, when you're on a synthetic surface like we're on, you know, with the longer fibers, you wear screw ends. Unlike the old days where you're going from AstroTurf or flat bottoms to grass, I think the difference was a little bit more drastic. It's not as drastic, but still grass has a different feel.
Coach,
saw a little bit of a faster offensive pace from you guys against Delaware State. Is that something we're going to continue to see throughout the season?
That's pretty perceptive. It was interesting. I didn't get asked that in a post-game press conference at all. I'm sure all the guys noticed it, though, but just probably thought it was just average and no big deal. To us, it was a pretty big deal. You know what? We've got that in our toolbox, and we'll use that when we feel like it's an appropriate time.
Are you surprised at all to see how this has taken off when you introduced the marker, that now it's become something mm-hmm. where the freshmen know about that this is a trophy that is worth winning?
You know, I am. I can remember when we were making the move, and you know, so many people just said, this move is crazy, it's not going to work, you're losing everything, you're losing all the traditional rivalries, and nobody really thought much about South Dakota State, and we all hopped in our vehicles and we drove down to the border, and it was kind of maybe a mile off there, and we had a big ceremony, and I hopped back in my truck with a couple of the other players and thought, you know, really, is that going to work? I guess we're trying to maybe make something of nothing. And I can tell you, to our players and our coaches, it's a big, big deal. And it has taken off. Two really good programs, and the competition has been very keen, and the battles have been close. And the team that wins it, it's exciting to go out and grab it. And tell you what, when you lose it, it sucks. And so it's a neat deal.
With Jordan Champion and Brenda Pierre missing so much time mm-hmm. last couple weeks with their injuries, how beneficial has that been for their backups going toward that play?
Well, it's been helpful. Now, we anticipate both those guys will be back this week. But C.J. Smith has turned into an excellent player, and we thought Zach Colvin did some nice things out there as well. So, gotten a lot of playing time, but we were razor thin. I mean, if you look also at the tail end of the game, Bo Likas was out there playing corner at the tail end. And so we got CJ out of the game, but it's good to get those guys back this week.
What was MJ's deal?
Some concussion-like symptoms, and right now it looks like he'll be ready to go.
Coach, are the guys aware of the road record, the winning streak going? Have you talked about that at all? Have you ever lost since?
No, I don't even know what it is. I know we've done well, but I you probably can give me a number. What is the number?
13.
13. Okay, that's an unlucky. Okay. Yeah, we played well on the road. This is a tough environment to go down and get a win. This will be a great win for our program.